4I. Exercises 1 and 2A, page 52.
Hello everyone, my name's Adam Small and today I'm going to save your life. An earthquake is probably the most terrifying natural disaster you can experience, and I hope it never happens to you. But if it does, there are steps you can take to make your chances of surviving better. The most important steps are ones you take before an earthquake strikes. This preparation stage is probably the one fewest people complete, but it could save your life. First, make an earthquake kit and put it in the strongest room in the house. It should have water, food in tins, a torch, a first aid kit, and a whistle to attract rescue teams. Second, go around your home looking for heavy objects that are in dangerous positions and could fall and hurt you during an earthquake. For example, a vase on a high shelf could very easily fall off and injure somebody. When an earthquake strikes, remember three words: drop, cover, and hold. Drop means you should drop down to the floor. This is, to make sure you don't fall down. The second word is cover, which means get under something like a table to protect your head. Oh yes, and if there's no table, protect your head with your hands. Okay, and lastly, what was it? Hold. This means stay where you are until the, shaking stops. Finally, the third stage, what to do after the earthquake has stopped. It's important to get outside and into an open space. Leave your home quickly, but not in a rush. Like, there's no need to panic. Don't try to take anything with you because there isn't time. And what else? Ah, yes. Never use the lift. Take the stairs. It's better for your fitness. Anyway, head for a park or a square and walk in the middle of the street. Not at the sides where things falling off buildings could hit you. Those were my tips on how to survive an earthquake. Follow my three-step plan of what to do before, during, and after an earthquake to give yourself as good a chance of surviving as possible. Believe me, because I know what I'm talking about. I survived a 6.9 earthquake where my house fell down and I was stuck for a day. So I know how scary and dangerous an earthquake can be. Thank you for listening.